We are back to our topic in Halacha, Chaburas in Halacha. This week's topic is e-commerce on Shabbos, eBay, Amazon, Archcall, websites opening on Shabbos, ATM machines. We'll try our best to. This is an amazing topic and really shows the Torah's Chaim because there's so much to be discussed here. And there are many articles, Baruch Hashem, on this. Two articles, I don't have time to read every single thing, but two articles on Tchumim, one on the topic of, specifically, the topic of ATMs on Shabbos, which came out as a Pesach Halacha on the Rabbanut HaRashit, whether banks, who are somewhat governed by the government of Israel, can have ATMs on Shabbos, and another one by the famous Rav Dusinski, who also spoke about this whole topic, and of course, just as we know, as Jews, Baruch Hashem, who own things like B&H Photo and Artscroll, whether or not those sites can operate on Shabbos. Obviously, Artscroll would be a little bit funny. Both of those sites, by the way, are closed on Shabbos, but that would be kind of funny. A guy wants to buy a safer on Friday night, and he's buying it from Artscroll.com. So we can clearly understand, where it stems. We're also going to have a Yonta problem. So today in Shir number one, there'll be two-part series of Mirtz Hashem. So in Shir number one, we'll discuss some of the definitions, and we're basically going to be going through, although there are a lot of other issues, five different issues on the topic. One is going to be a little bit, some will be easier than others, but let's discuss topic number one, which is hopefully somewhat obvious, but not a machlokes in the Gemara. And that's Shvisas Kelim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, Liyom HaShabbos, L'Hashem Elokecha, Lo Sasekom Malacha, Atu Vincha Vitecha, Avdecha Ve'amascha, Uvehemtecha Gerecha, Shebesherecha. We have a very important halacha, which reminds us that not only is it usher for us to do malacha, it's usher for our kelim to do malacha, it's usher for our animals to do malacha, and besides the actual isser of Maris Ayin, which we'll actually get to as the last part, there is an isser of Shvisas Kelim. And that means that I'm not allowed to let another person use my kelim on Shabbos if it's Shvisas. It has to be Shvisas Nekeres, and the question is that it would depend on different situations. So the Mishnah in Shabbos and later the Gemara discusses Beishami. I mean, a nosim, we're not allowed to give to put something in the tanur on Shabbos when you know that the production will be produced on Shabbos itself. This is the Ikra question, famous Shitas Beis Shammai, which would tell you that you can't do any pu'ula on Erev Shabbos that would happen on Shabbos itself. This is the Shabbos clocks. This is the way how the world of Shabbos operates in many cases, although not here in camp where everything's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The way that it works, at least in most homes, is that the air conditioning is on the Shabbos clock and the lights are on Shabbos clocks. According to Beis Shammai, that means you did a malach on Shabbos. You caused the action to happen. It's your kli. It's my Shabbos clock. I caused it to happen. So Baruch Hashem, we have Beis Hillel. Matirim, Beis Shammai, Omrim, Ein Poshim, Mitzados, Chayis Adogim, right about putting out the nets on Shabbos, the famous mission over here, the Gemara discusses again. You have the big net of catching the fish, and guess what happens? The fish obviously are going to go into the net, and they're going to be caught on Shabbos itself. I didn't do anything. I said it before Shabbos. Lighting candles on Shabbos also could be potentially problematic, according to the Shita. So we paskin. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins the halacha, like Beis Hillel. Not surprisingly, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Reish Mem Vav Mutar Lahashil Ulahaskir Kelov Leinu Yehudi V'Afal Pishu Oisei Bahem Malacha B'Shabbos Mepnei She'ein Anu Motziin Al Shvisas Kelim V'Yesh Omen De Kelim She'oisei Bahem Malacha Kegon Machrisha Koyotze Bazeh Osir Lahashir Leinu Yehudi V'Erev Shabbos. Now that could be again other Isurim. Number one, if it's my actual kli, and it says on a Daniel Hartstein, so people might be asking questions, what am I doing? Am I making money doing this? We spoke about this before, about giving an item to a guy to fix on Shabbos. So that's, of course, much different than this case of kelim. When it's the person's item, and I'm a famous case, right? Wallen goes to the dry cleaners, loves the dry cleaners, goes to the dry cleaner on Erev Shabbos. And surprisingly or not, he's very intense, and he says, listen, I need this item, I'm leaving for camp on Sunday morning. So the guy says, dude, nothing doing, we're closed on Sundays. So he says, fine, I'm coming on Saturday night, and I'll come pick it up. What time do you close? Baruch Hashem, just whatever the time is, it's exactly when I'm here. So he gets in the car and Motzi Shabbos. But now what does he know? He knows that, right, this is a Amir Lakam, more of an Amir Lakam question, but he knows that he did the Melacha for him on Shabbos. How else? But if there were a time that he didn't do it, so then it would be Mutter, meaning if he gave it to him on 2 o'clock on Friday, so he could do it any time. This is with cars and things like that. But where maybe this Inyan of Shvizas Kalim comes to play is that if Wallen is cleaning his famous hockey jersey, so it has the big name on it, Wallen, so everybody's going to know it's going to be hanging in the window, and it says, so that maybe is more of a problem. So that could be right. That could be part of the problem here of the Shulchan Aruch says. But he does point out that there are those that totally matter it. Der Shnia is that maybe if it's a kli that does a melacha or an electric kalim and things of that nature, it might be usher on Shabbos. You can lend it on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, it would be usher for a person to go ahead and do that. So that's the halacha as far as Shvizas Kalim. So how do we apply Shvizas Kalim to the internet on Shabbos? That's exactly our question. One could taina that when it comes to the internet, I'm starting a pu'ula before Shabbos. Again, when we're discussing this, everyone discusses things like eBay. Right? eBay. Yes, yeah, written there. eBay, by definition, you know, some of the eBay stuff, right? You establish a sale, a bid for an auction. I don't know why this became popular. When people feel they're getting a big deal because it's going to close. Now, which we'll get to in a second. If you were to do the malacha, meaning if the sale was to end dafka on Shabbos, so that might be Mecca Chomemka, which will be a second thing. But as far as Shvizas Kalim, the question is there actually a kli going on here? What's the kli? The hard drive in your computer? What's doing work for you on Shabbos? If it's actually something doing malacha for you on Shabbos, and it was set from before Shabbos and just continued doing malacha, so that could be questionable whether or not. Again, you can't just discuss Shvizas Kalim without a lot of other side points. Right, there's even if you set the malacha. This was the big question Rav Moshe had. Rav Moshe's famous shaila with Shabbos clocks. So Rav Moshe, surprisingly, the most surprising is that he wasn't followed. But Rav Moshe saw in his infinite wisdom something that was totally true, and he said if we start allowing Shabbos clocks, people are going to use it for all different types of items. That's what we see today. Nobody would ever dream that, you know, at one point someone would start using it for TVs and all these things. It's used here in camp, by the way. I don't know if you know this.
For TVs?
No. For the walkie-talkies. So, in passing, and I agree with this psak, not that I usually agree with her, but there are many other psak I don't agree with, but that certain people, even non-medical staff, need... because the campus is so large, need to carry a walkie-talkie on Shabbos. I think this is a very fine psak based on the fact that, for example, you know, if you have an medical emergency and you're all the way on that campus, how are you going to let the infirmary know? You don't pick up the phone to try. You know, how are you going to get there? So they're big shilas. So they were told that they are allowed to carry. Question is, though, the life of a walkie-talkie is about 24 hours. About. So they'll have a problem. So the only shaila I would ask, even though I just said I'd smutter, but now that I think about it out loud, it's an interesting shaila. Let's say it's actually the shelf life of the walkie-talkie is 24 hours. And really, what's the reason why you're charging it? So the Motzi Shabbos, you'll be able to use it. Chachanam.
I know... I forgot the place. The place in the gush.
Chomek
came out with a thing where you press the button and it delays it by like a second.
Yeah.
So why don't they use that and then it?
Very good.
Then it's allowed, because I know they use that in the hospitals.
Right. So this is a little bit different. I mean, not necessarily a lot different. Here they're not using it on Shabbos. They're using it once in a blue moon. God forbid, there's a real emergency. They use it. The question is, if they had the Chomek once, you're right. It's just a question of expense. One can tell you that even though, you know, you can tell me it's a chana, Motzi Shabbos is also pekuach nefesh, meaning I also need it. So, okay, So what they do is that, from what I understand, they have it on a Shabbat clock. So let's say I go back to my cabin, and I put in the non-working, it's not working now, charger, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, the charger goes on. So does that Shvisis claim? No. So most poskim are going to go ahead and allow that. Again, in this case, Rav Moshe was very concerned.
Probably you have the knowledge then that it's going to be
no.
charging.
And Hanami, I also have the knowledge that my air conditioning is going to go on in 2 hours. Yes. Why is that mutter? So I understand.
It's very different, though.
Go ahead.
You're, it's out of it. It's not like you have it that it's set up that's going to turn on. You're literally putting it in. It's as if, let's say you have a you have your phone, right? And then you plug it in, and it delays it by a half hour. Then it starts charging your habit. It's still not allowed.
I agree with you. I agree that under non-Bekuach Nefesh circumstances, these things would be awesome. For example, you have a child who needs to take certain types of medication or has to take a nebulizer is what I was thinking of. Thank you. A nebulizer. So I have a nephew. He had to take a nebulizer. So they put it on a Shabbos clock, right? Turn it on each time. So we, unfortunately, a few Shabbos has had to, we had a child who needed it. So we didn't, it wasn't a consistent thing where we knew. So they'll advise you at least to put it on a Shabbos clock. This way it automatically turns off and so forth. Now, Rav Moshe in his infinite wisdom understood, so he matured only lights. The world is not knowing this and they shut everything, you know, things shut up. Furthermore, there's a question, a very interesting question, which
does
you might
say not. Say it's Usher?
Yeah.
Which you go against Rav Moshe?
Good question. Thankfully, I live in Israel. But no, you're right. I don't know. So when it comes to
picking and choosing,
when it comes, that's a question. That's hashkafic question. I guess because we're at our late hour, 4 o'clock. So you know, we do hashkafic here sometimes. You're correct. Not to get off the topic, but I'll get off the topic for a moment. There are questions. Rav Moshe was, as you know, seen as a gadol in America, and his pesachim were used, and some of them are unbelievable koyach of psak that Rav Moshe used, and were matir all these different things. And there are a few, I don't think there are a lot, but there are a few instances where Rav Moshe said something and everybody says, you know, listen, even what we said a few weeks ago, the truth is Rav Moshe really thought that it was also to listen to music during the entire year. Yeah, he's a Yivshad Sima Lamod Bam, so on and so forth. But yeah, you're correct. You're totally correct on that. You know, there, it's very funny. It's a funny thing. You know, what things stick and what things don't. One could tie in a Muhammad's chus is that there is a, you know, a gezeirah she'ef shar lamod b'hem. So the tzibur was going to do it anyway. I'm not saying there's plenty of poskim who say you could use it. So maybe we could tie in that was okay. That doesn't help the situation because
Ramosha's in the chumash, like everywhere around they have security everywhere. But they have the Jewish people, they stand outside with like the earpieces, the walkie-talkies, the guns and everything. And they I know Chabad made a, like, they passed him that you shouldn't do it because you shouldn't have other people be Mechal Shabbos for.
So this is a big question. This is the question you're asking, which I hear, here's what the question is, right? You have a choice. You need to have security, there's no question about it.
You hire security.
So the question is, why would you not hire non-Jews who would do the malacha beheter for you and have Jews do it?
Because the people in the shul volunteer and you don't have to pay them.
Oh, so if that's really the real reason and not the Hatzalah heter, is like, why do you need Hatzalah people? Just hire all non-Jews and they'll work on Shabbos. The answer is that we believe the Jews are going to do a better job, they're going to care about the Jews more, so on and so forth. Okay, there are certain things they let them do. They say they can answer the phone on Shabbos, or they drive in Eretz Israel, so Hatzalah drive, they drive the ambulance. They guard your eyes, but there are Jewish people who are taking care of it because they're going to do a better job. That's for sure, Major. In this case, what are you tying to? The guy has more training, the little schnook, you know, that sitting in the, I'm not going to give the name of the shul, but he's sitting in wherever the shul, he has more training than the security guard. You're right, it comes down to money. Now, it could be, I don't have the money. So it's a shul, a little bitsy shul, they got, you know, 50 members, they can't pay $100. I don't know. Some of it is more of a deterrent, you sir. I agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly. Although Pekuach Nefesh is a very important issue, and safety and security is an important issue, these are very, very fair things when it comes to Shabbos. One of the things that you touched upon is a very important point. You didn't say it, but you touched upon it, and that's the issue of Kedusha Shabbos. That's the issue of Zilzal Shabbos. That's the issue of... So even if, at the end of the day, we'll say this tomorrow, but I'll mention it today, is that even at the end of the day, there's going to be a question if a person does have a website and a person does, if he's thinking about it all Shabbos, I wonder what's going on, or he owns a store And everybody knows that the store is called, Hartstein and Christofferson. So everybody knows Christofferson takes over the shop. Everybody knows that. So it's not Mara Sinai, so it's over. But Christofferson, right, this is the joke about Lord and Taylor. Yeah, anyway, so, right?
Hey, the boss also.
What? Oh, that's what they do. That a guy takes over? That's what it is.
There's two partners.
One's a guy?
Yeah, and the Jewish person does not get any profit from Shabbos.
Right. So, the Chagos Yaakov is a two on this. And he doesn't like it. And he says, it's not the spirit of Shabbos. Why? Because he's going to... Tachlis. It's Zilzel Shabbos. He's thinking about his store all the time. He's thinking about, oh, I wonder if it did well today. Because you and I both know the little deal that you worked out. What does it mean? He really makes a profit on Shabbos? It's not really that he makes a profit on Shabbos.
It's that... more money during the week.
Exactly. So...
you're not...
that's why most poskim will not allow
that. You're supposed to have Emunah Hashem because I think it's a mon.
Good. Excellent. So that's also that. That's exactly what I think Kedusha Shabbos defines. I was with the Halak Yid yesterday, and he told me this fascinating story. It took about a half hour to tell me the story, but he told me this fascinating story, and he said, you know, everything's from Hashem. And he explained he was in a lawsuit with a certain company, and the lawsuit sounded like it took like 3 years. And the day that it closed, at Chasdei Hashem, that it closed, he got this huge settlement, was the day that he wanted to close on a house but didn't have enough money to do it. And it was like an amazing Chasdei Hashem. Hashem provides when you need the money. You're right. That being said, we're trying to delve within the realm of halacha to see if something's mutter or something's aser. I want to have a website or push it. This could be by anybody else. It's become a very popular. I want to sell something on Amazon. But it's possible that after Shabbos, I'll go onto Amazon and see that the guy actually made the purchase on Shabbos. So what do we do with that?
It's possible if you put it on, let's say, on a Monday or Tuesday, for instance.
Yep.
And you don't, okay, maybe you can't for an auction, you can't have it end on Shabbos probably. But right. for something like that is buying it, you put it on in the middle of the week. And let's say someone buys on Shabbos, and it's not
good.
Nothing you could
it's
do about
like
that.
Oh. Same thing as ordering. Like, you can't order 2 day shipping on Thursday, but you could order like regular shipping on like Monday and just
right.
so happen to come on Shabbos.
Right. So the second issue, as you segue to that, is the inyan of Mekachol Memkar. And this is the large issue. Does anybody know why? Why is Mekachol Memkar also on Shabbos?
What is Mekachol Memkar?
Business. Why is business also on Shabbos?
Because you're supposed to rest on Shabbos.
No. I mean, it's true, but that's not the reason. There's an iser of Mekachol Memkar. It's a gezeira. So look at the Gemara in source number 4. Gemara Beya, Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Why is it aser? Gezeira Shema Yichtov. The Elohein Mishum Mitzvah Lo Mekanshin V'lo Ma'achrim V'lo Ma'achmirim Shema Mekachol Memkar. So we have all these different things. We don't allow you getting married on Shabbos, but we said before that, you know, even all these different things are not. Why? Shema, the famous, I think, ill understood that you're even allowed to buy a house in Israel on Shabbos. It's not really true. It means that it's talking about the malacha. You could ask a guy to do a malacha because it's a mitzvah. But here, the gezeirah of Mekachol Memkar, of doing business on Shabbos, is that you're going to write something. That's the malacha itself. The whole idea of Nishabbos Gered, and not the spirit of Shabbos, is also, we're afraid also. It is true, obviously, the prophet Isaiah tells us that we shouldn't make our Shabbos day should be different. Our Shabbos day shouldn't be like Chol, right? A person should make sure that his Dibur, Dvarecha, should be... not of the regular weekday, and that's a very very I think one of the hardest parts of Shabbos is that a person really should act much differently. Yes, the clothes make the man, and maybe through the way that our clothes, Shabbos is a spiritual day. It's the way we really should be acting all the time, and therefore that's I shared a vort. That was a very beautiful vort of why. Why there would be a possibility to say, Rabbi Gamaliel, I forgot who said this. I forget it already, I'm sorry. Of that Tisha B'Av should have been abolished. The Gemara says, Tisha B'Av should be abolished, what are you talking about? So the Gemara in Megillah. So he said, why? So he said that it wasn't Chas V'Shalom talking about that there should be abolished. It says when it falls out on the 9th of Av. When the 9th of Av falls out on Shabbos, So now it's the 10th of Av. So maybe it should be abolished. Why should it be abolished? Tosfos says, how can you say this? So the answer that's given by the Shlomo Rebbe explains this. And he says, he quotes it in the name, I forgot of who. And he says, the reason is because Shabbos is kulo spiritual. What we're missing on Tisha B'Av is the spiritual. In a Hanami, we have the physical aspect, also, obviously, of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, but much more than that is the spiritual. That's what we discussed in Lessons on the Lev this morning. And that's true. Shabbos has to be a different day than the week. So even though, technically, there's this Gezeira, the Gemara says, so Rashi over here says, as I just pointed out, to the Mecha Chomemko Damo, Shemotzi Mirishus L'Rishus HaKodesh, Umecha Chomemko Aser Minha Mikra, Dechziv, as the prophet tells us in Shayanu Ches, Mimotzi Chavartzecha V'Davir Davar. Right? That you shouldn't be, that your whole day looks the same. Mecha Chomemko Iti Lide Ksei Shtar Mechira. We're afraid that you're going to go ahead and write a business dealing. But says Rashi, there's another issue over here, as I just pointed out, and that's Davar Davar. Right, and this is part of the challenge, but also the explanation of why a person has to dress differently. His Shabbos has to be different. There's no such thing as dress down Shabbos. Meaning, Friday night, you know, you wear the suit. Shabbos day, you take the tie off, and Mincha, you wear the polo shirt. It has to be different than the rest of the week. Right, the halacha, really. I mean, this is hard to follow. You should have a separate Shabbos suit, separate suit for Yom Tov, and separate work suits. Right, so we who live in Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears suits at all. So when I wear a suit on Shabbos, that's Mama Shabbos. That's a Shabbos suit. So that's what Rashi says. Two reasons. But the Kida Eger has this huge chiddush, and it's quite surprising. I don't have it on the sheet. I apologize. And he says like this: the Isser of Mecha Chomemkar is based on a Maisa Kinyan that could happen even before Shabbos, but the Isser is when it takes effect. So the Maisa Kinyan is not Usser, meaning I might do a Maisa Kinyan on Friday for something that will take effect on Shabbos itself. When it takes place on Shabbos itself, that's what the Isser is. Now, this helps us out a lot, because if you understand anything about the internet, number one, most transactions, nothing really happens on Saturday. Bain the credit card transaction, the way credit card transaction, I only know a little bit about it because of the yeshiva, who are very involved in it. So you have something, not even because of that, we have something called a batch transfer, where they transfer the money to you, ACH it, over to your bank. So Shabbos is like a day. Shabbos and Sunday is not business days. They don't do anything with that transaction. Now, you did make a credit card purchase, and most probably, if you went to your credit card statement, which you, on Sunday, because obviously you wouldn't do this on Shabbos to check this, you'll see a pending transaction. Why? Because they don't work on Saturday and Sunday. So therefore, if you made a transaction on Shabbos, even if you're, let's say, take the good case, where it's a guy who made a transaction on your website, he didn't really make a transaction. In fact, I could, after Shabbos, say, oh my God, I can't believe I left my website open, and say no to that transaction, and there was no problem there. There's a little bit more of a problem once you made the purchase and you know, return the item, so on and so forth. So says Rav Akiva Eger, according to this, maybe it's when it takes effect. Now it's true, many achronim, like the Avnei Nezer, the Or Samech, don't understand this Rav Akiva Eger. Says, because the case of the Mishnah, right, according to Rav Akiva Eger, there might be a chumra over here. And the chumra might be that Mecha Chomemkar is going to be any of these cases. Even though the Kinyan happened before Shabbos, because the Malacha is going to happen on Shabbos, it's also according to Rav Akiva Eger. That's Beis Shammai's view. So many of the achronim don't understand where Rav Akiva Eger is coming from. Now that being said, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe finds it in Igros Moshe Chelik Gimel Simon Mem Dalet, where he does not allow, this is the most common, I think, shilas really that you have, is really Yontif. Nobody ever thinks about this. There's Shabbos, everybody talks about Shabbos, but Yontif is really where it comes into play, because Yontif generally, you know, a lot of times is during the week. And that's when you have real business transactions. That's when your bank is really earning interest. That's when your stock's really. So a person puts something called a limited stock order, and that it means if the stock hits a certain amount, so sell, buy, whatever. What's the problem with that? The problem is that if it's on Saturday or Sunday, it'll never happen because the stock market is not open. But the stock market's open on Wednesday, when it happens to be the first day of Sukkot. So now what do you do? So Rav Moshe said, this is a problem. And therefore, it's a problem. So maybe it's... Now, where does this come to play? What? How do we answer Rav Akiva Eger's question when it comes to a vending machine? Oh, so vending machines, you know, in 1900s became popular. Or they were invented, they didn't become popular, they were invented. So now, let's understand. So I have a vending machine. My vending machine is in so-and-so location. And what do you want me to do? Close the vending machine on Shabbos? I've got to take the plugs out of every vending machine I own? It's a big business, huh? I can't do that. What do you want me to do? Either going to be Jews, they're going to be non-Jews, whatever. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Kinyan is being done on Shabbos. It's Aser. Now, it happens to be that the Maharshag says that it would be okay. Because the case, he explains this within Rabbi Akiva Eger, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's when you went up to the guy and you made a stipulation. What's the stipulation? You come to me and you say to me, listen, I heard you have ice cold drinks in your vending machine. Would it be okay? Here's a dollar. Can I buy it on Shabbos? He says, yeah, just go to the thing and on Shabbos, press 1, 2, 3, 4 and it'll come out. That's not what happens. I have no idea that Joe DiMaggio is buying my soda. It's the grandson. That he's going to buy a soda on Shabbos. I never told him to do that. And furthermore, Nebuch, you know, Yosef, whatever, Yosef DiMaggio, no, Yosef whatever, he's making a purchase. For sure he's Jewish. I never told him to do that. So maybe the vending machine will be mutter. We're going to see Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa. Unfortunately, we won't have time today, but we'll see tomorrow. Along those lines of exactly how a person would paskin based on Shlomo Zalman's as well about these machines, whether or not you have to write a sign on it like the ATM machines. Maybe you have to say, you know, purchases will go into effect after Shabbos, but that's not true because you're actually purchasing the item. The Minchas Yitzchak has a very interesting very interesting idea, and he says that there's two isurim of transaction. So he doesn't say two isurim. First, he says there's two parts of a transaction. There's payment and ownership. I pay for an item, and then I own the item. They're two totally different things, right? Obviously, right? Because you can go ahead and pay for an item. Right, and then what happens? I just had I don't know why I'm getting all these shilohs this year, but I had a shiloh from a non-camp Masorah person, so it's even worse that they think that I'm able to get it. Tell me what you think of this case. He went onto eBay and he wanted a specific safer. You can buy a safer on eBay. Yeah, sell it on Amazon, I think, as well. So the guy, so he's bidding on it. So he goes and he sees the guy selling. So a lot of times people just want to get rid of stuff. So sometimes you have safer, it's 99 cents. Nobody wants it. And this guy put it on, I'm just making up, for $5. And so my student says to me, he couldn't believe it. He's been searching, he couldn't find it anywhere. Wow, what a great deal. So he goes ahead and he puts a bid in for $501. And he writes in a note, this is great, when can I get this? I really wanted the safer. The guy says to himself, wait a minute, what does he want the safer for? Nobody ever buys my safer. I don't know if this part is true because I can't look into the mind of this guy. And he cancels the purchase, puts it back on eBay for $100 from $5. Because he realizes this guy really wants it. So he asked me, what should I do? Maybe I shouldn't even purchase it from him. It's terrible. So I said, Mustafa on the other side is a firm Jew. Should write him a letter and say, forget about, is it really Ona? It's not Ona because it's a non-established market, whatever. It's a rare svar. Could even be a Shiloh if actually the item, you know, I'm sure you've seen these new shows that are on. They used to start it off with Antiques Roadshow, the first reality show, and then they have what's called what? Lyra got Storage Wars and the porn shop store, the all those. Not for now. So I said no for that. So you have all these sorts. What's the Zach? The Zach is, like, guy comes in and he says, oh, look at this. I have these, you know, planters, cashews. I have the original box. The guy says, what is this? He looks at it. He goes, oh, yeah. He says, you know, this is one of the original boxes. And how much did you purchase? He goes, I was at a garage sale. The guy had a bunch of nuts and bolts in it. And I said, oh, this is cute. I like it. It's so, you know, it's like one of the old. I said, do you want it? He says, you know what? If you buy that, I'll just give it to you for free. He says, you have any idea how much it's worth? he brings in the expert because they got to make the show long. The expert comes in and goes, I don't believe this. This is actually the first edition when Planters, this is the first tin that they made. And it's original pewter. The thing is worth $5,000. The guy's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So that might be different. Rabbi Zilberstein is a shy like that. If he finds out that the item is actually worth a lot of money, so maybe it's actually a chtos on the other side that I purchased something knowing I didn't want to tell him. Fine. But in this case, what we spoke about is that betachlis, you can write him an email, you're a bad Jew, but betachlis, until the actual item is in my possession, until I retain ownership, I've made no kinyan on the item. Now, the Minchas Yitzchak tainas that both of these would be usher on Shabbos to make the purchase as well. One could argue, I don't actually make a purchase on the internet, I make an intent to purchase. Right? And this can be proven where, except for certain ideas about eBay, for example, I think this would not be so. Because on eBay, I think you actually have to, like, for example, when you go onto Priceline, or I'm trying to think of one other site where it's similar to this, where you make a bid, you can't afterwards, and then you win, and you're like, oh shoot, I don't want to win. And you call them and say, hi, I made a mistake, I really didn't want to win, I didn't think I would win at that price. You're screwed now. Now you own the item. The stipulation, all the terms and conditions that you never read. So that's one of the things. You said you would do that. The truth is, there are ways. You can call the credit card company and say, I didn't know what it was. I actually had this once. I wanted to surprise my wife, I think, for our anniversary. I forgot, birthday anniversary. And they had a Groupon. I never used Groupon before. I think I literally used it twice in my life. One time was the most amazing deal ever. There was a local chain of restaurants, Greg's, and they had a deal where if you purchase a gift card for $100, you get $200 worth of food. So I tried it the first time, thinking there's going to be some sort of scam. In Israel, there's always a scam. Like, no. Not today. Today's Wednesday. Now, Wednesday, you can't buy, you know, like, there's always like something. No, but it worked. So I purchased like 1,000 shekel of it, right? Which was pretty not smart. So we went every single week for a while. And it was getting, we tried everything on the menu, but it was a pretty good deal, getting 50% off. And thank God we finished our thing right before Pesach. Our friends bought it as well. And then, unfortunately, this is totally, I don't know how this is legal. They came in like a week before Pesach and they said, oh, the deal's over. We're not accepting these Groupons. So what do you mean? You can't? They called Groupon. It was a whole thing until they Groupon it. Anyway, fine. So I bought from Groupon, which is a binding purchase. I bought from them a great deal in a spa, right? The Kramim spa. And I looked at the whole thing and said, wow, this is such a great deal. It included this, that, and the other. Fine, I purchase it. And I'm so excited. My wife's going to be so happy. And I get the I get the confirmation. And I don't know, something that caught my eye said something like, click here for directions how to get there. I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, I think I know it's right near Rav Aseret. I click on it. And it's like, says it's like 3 hours away. I'm like, what? And I looked carefully. I had purchased, instead of the Kramim spa, the Kanan spa. Sounds a little similar, but the Kanan spa is a spa and definitely not as nice. And I was like, oh my God, oh, this is crazy, crazy. And I'm thinking in my mind, but my wife's going to kill me. I can't believe it's going to be the worst gift ever. So I quickly called the credit card company. I said, you know, in America, it's like a little bit easier to do these type of things. I made a mistake. And they're like, yeah, we don't even see we don't know what you're talking about. Like, so then I called them, and then actually, I think they had some sort of billing fee, like you had to pay 50, whatever it was way worth the whatever amount of money. So there, that proves that what? Sometimes it's not even a kinyan. So one could argue that Mechachol Memkar doesn't even apply here. There's nothing going on here. There's an intent to buy. An intent to buy is not a malach on Shabbos. To make an intent, I mean, again, it's a malach if it was a somebody, you know. But here we're talking about a guy or even a Jew. But you're not making him purchase it. And that's what might be mutter here. And that's here in source number 6. And we'll probably end on some of these. This page, we'll end with this page. What this this article in Tchumim says. Mechona automati, memkar mashkaot. Internet. I don't think there's a difference between the soda machine and having a website. I don't do anything. I don't check it on Shabbos. I don't even care. I don't know what's going on Shabbos. Ella hakoni mena b'Shabbos hu bilvad over avero. Right? We're going to discuss, is it lifnei iver? But what did I do wrong? He's the good avero. The af the shvu the shel to choose for the eger seven kufin nechas also lasos kinyan b'chol kasher matar lahakel yochel b'shabbos, exactly what I explained to you according to Rabbi Kivi Eger. You can't do something on a condition that the transaction will happen on Shabbos itself. That's the Isur Mecha Kol Memkar here. Right? As I told you, everybody jumps on Rav Akiva Eger, not sure why it seemingly holds like Beit Shammai. Aval, the Shaykh choose Maharam Shik, or Chaim Kuflam and Aleph, Chelek Olam. Gam Rav Akiva Eger, Asur Zos, Behat Tanam Mifureshas. The low bedaver, right? Seems like exactly what I said. That's when you know the guy's purchasing it on Shabbos. I have no idea who's coming up to my website on Shabbos. I have no idea who's coming to my soda machine on Shabbos. So therefore, Maram Shik, and we quoted you before, the Maram Shak, what would be the problem over here? Oh. Mechain Nifsak b'Shilchan Aruchayim Shem Zayin Mutra Latet Lagoy Ma'ot Be'er Shabbos Bilvad Shil Yomer Lo Kona B'Shabbos. So even furthermore, right, and this is a whole Amir Lakum. I really wanted to, but it would have taken me weeks. I wanted to do a perfect presentation, but one of my common campaigns, I wanted to do Amir Lakum because I think it's a fascinating topic. What is the line where we have to go up to a camp worker who's not Jewish and say, "Whoa, this you can't do on Shabbos," right? I, as you know, was mashgiach for a week and a half here, and I got fired. Yeah. So some of the things that I saw, like. Okay, so like the question that we asked about Junior bringing the food to the Kiddush. So why is Junior allowed to use a golf cart to bring food to a Kiddush? Why is that mutter?
He doesn't have to drive it. He has enough.
It's his own convenience. Yeah.
Right, it's his own convenience. Why? Because
he can carry it.
Right, he can carry. They don't have to carry it. Then tell him. Now it happens to be that if they actually say to him, which could be that they, you know, let's say I don't know, the head of the kitchen says to him, you know, we need the stuff right now, pronto. We need it right now. You're late already. So you know that he's going to get into the golf cart. That's a little bit more problematic. I know that with Rav Goldville, when the first Shabbos, when he did the Yonik Shabbos, so Junior came and he's like, "Oh, I forgot drinks. I'm going to get drinks." He's like, "No, don't get drinks," because he didn't want it to do. Because then he's doing the malacha for him. Fine. So, but over here, right? There's no Amir La'akam Shaila per se. Okay. And he writes that Al Kopanim be'Atar Mechsari be'Internet. This is the line that we'll say this a little bit tomorrow in Shemir Shabbos Kilchasan. That a person should say, and that's what he said would be the great idea here, is to actually write on your website, right, which is a little bit strange, but to write on the website all purchases done, you know, if he wants to, you know, have no anti-Semitism, so he can write any purchases done, you know, from Friday to Sunday will not happen till Monday, meaning the transaction will actually happen then. Or I've seen this on a few websites where any purchases that are done from Friday sundown until Saturday, you know, Tzeis Kochavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, will happen on the next day. So he says that if you do that, then for sure it will be mutter. Asher le'isur daraisa. What about lufnei ivelot din mikshol mitam zeh ein la'aser ela betray aber din harei? What do you mean? So he's not going to go to your soda machine. He'll go to another guy's soda machine. What's the difference? Now I was wondering about this. The isur of lufnei iver is true. You know, we pointed this out I think a number of times already. Moshe's famous heter about having a restaurant open on the 9 days, right? And Rav Moshe says, it's lufnei iver. Guy that comes in that's Jewish, he doesn't know that he's not allowed to eat meat in the 9 days. How are you allowed to allow him to do that? So obviously, what's the alternative? You close Noah's Ark, so then he's going to go to across the street to Vinny's Deli. So this is obviously much better to do. But one could also tie it up. If he doesn't go to my place, he'll go to another place that's also trained Nare. So here, though, I wondered, what if you have a case where you own all the vending machines in the park? Right? He's not going anywhere else. If he doesn't have a drink by you, there's no other drinks in the park. Whatever, let's just take it. Whatever. Or he has in a certain location, everything's closed on Shabbos, right? I'm just making up. He's in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Nebuch. He's not religious. He's dying for a drink, right? And he's sleeping by someone's house for Shabbos, Nebuch, Lolin. He's not religious, right? And he has no drink. So there's no stores open. So it's really Mamash Lif Neighbor. Because you're saying to him, you can go to another place. I don't know. That's what I was thinking. There's no mikshol over here. Aval b'dineinu harei ein atrim mechsarim lo tachlif lachein achishenim. I don't have to buy it from Amazon. I'm sorry, I don't have to buy it from you. Amazon has 16 different guys who sell the same watch. So I'll buy it from somebody else, and that's why it wouldn't be usher. to do by our case. So one could argue, I always thought it was like you know, with Arch Scroll. So I want to buy an Arch Scroll Chumash on Shabbos. Where else am I going to get an Arch Scroll Chumash if not the Arch Scroll site? That could be something unique. One could attain also, if a person has a unique website that's selling a unique item. Okay, I don't know. Let's say I own Ralph Lauren. Maybe it's not a good example. I own Skagen watches, right? And I'm so careful. I don't sell Skagen watches. You can't buy Skagen watches on the internet, only on Skagen.com. And I'm Jewish. My last name is Skagen. It's obviously a Jewish name. It comes from Kagan, from the Chofetz Chaim. Anyway, so what do you do? So what do we say? So there, maybe that would be different. It would be unique. So again, just to summarize, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that I can't do something on a condition that will happen on Shabbos. The Maharam Shik disagrees, and this article that we just quoted from Rav Dushovsky, Rav Shloimeh, and Rav Neustadt actually has this. Has an article on this on his weekly Halacha, I think one of those swarm that he puts out. And Rabbi Neustadt says, though, that maybe Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right. Rabbi Akiva Eiger ikla halacha. Only if the stipulation is done, if the transaction will happen on Shabbos itself, which is never, ever going to happen. The only time you're going to have a question is when, is going to be on Yontif. You know, the Yehuda asked the question about Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. You know, the Yehuda in Chelek Beis Simin Chavav asked a good question. A woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night. She has to pay for the mikvah. Right, nowadays, you know, mikvahs are like expensive. So, right, it's $36 to go to the mikvah. Does she pay on Shabbos? What do you think?
Same thing as a Yontif. If they have a sign that you pay after.
How can you pay after?
You pay after or you pay.
What are you paying for? You're paying for going to the mikvah on Shabbos. How can you pay for something on Shabbos? So this is a Schar Shabbos question.
Well, you're supposed to give money before.
This is a Schar Shabbos question, which is, I'm just going to wet your palate for tomorrow. But according to the Nodi Yehuda, it probably is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because even though it's considered to be Schar Shabbos, it's not Schar Shabbos like we know it. And I'll explain to you why. It's not Schar Shabbos as we know it because you're paying for something else. Rabbi Yehuda's case is that the stipulation is the $36 is going towards the wood. You're purchasing wood. What's the wood? What do you mean wood? Wood for the heating up of the mikvah. They used to heat up the mikvah. They would put wood, whatever it is. So same thing. You're paying for something else, right? The famous, this we'll do tomorrow, the Schar Shabbos, famous thing about waiters. The waiters not being paid for Shabbos, the preparation before Shabbos, things of that nature. That's how we get around it. So clearly, it seems that no actual transaction is happening on Shabbos itself, and therefore it's not the Mekach HaMemkar. Again, Rashi has two shitas why Mekach HaMemkar is Asur. Gemara seems to say it's Ksiva. He says Ksiva and Medaber Dover. So there's no Daber Dover here either, whereas other cases we can come up with, it would happen. I don't even know what's going on in my website shop. It's closed. It's it. My laptop's closed. So that's an interesting point. So tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem at an earlier time, Mirtz Hashem, unless it's called a break, yeah. We'll do how did this answer according to making money on Shabbos. We'll see the Nodu Hudu inside, and then we'll discuss the Shaila of Lifnei Iver, all these things that were alluded to, and finally we'll do Marasayan and see how we get around this, how we get around ATM machines, and does Art Scroll and V&H, do they have to actually be closed on Shabbos? So that will be for tomorrow.